James is in Shiloh, Illinois. James, who do you know that just disappeared off the face of the earth?
Well, it started one night when we had gone out to explore a certain part of the outer area of St. Louis, Missouri, near the Missouri River. And we had seen a UFO, and it went through a bunch of different things. It jumped back and forth. It was obviously a UFO. And, the reason why I'm calling is because I just turned on the radio and heard that song about Jim Sullivan and you know, my UFO. And it's so strange because after we saw the UFO, which I could go into detail about it, but it would just take up a lot of time. But it was very, very, very neat. And it actually had a kind of misty orange glowing gas coming off of it. And anyway, we saw a second UFO that appeared to be a completely different kind, possibly a covert spacecraft of our own in 1986. And it was stealthily trying to observe the UFO on its own, or had detected it and came in. And the next day, my friend wanted me to go out there in broad daylight. His name was David Sims. His dad was apparently I found out later, his dad had been a Fulbright colonel in the Air Force. And anyway, after we saw these two UFOs, the next day he wanted to go out there in broad daylight. And I said, I think I'll pass. I got to see two UFOs last night. I'm doing just fine, So, and I don't think we'll see anything in broad daylight. So I decided not to. He went out there, and he was a very...
Where's there? He went out to the edge of town, you're saying?
Well, it was past the edge of town. It was about 100 miles outside of St. Louis County. And on the Missouri River. And he went out there in broad daylight. I decided to pass because I got my fill.
Right. What happened?
Night. He said that there were, when he was driving down, it was privately owned farmland. And he drove down this gravel road, and there was military helicopters, ATVs poking around with sticks in the bushes, military guys running all over the place. They, with a blowhorn, told him to cut his engine as he was coming in, and he did. They debriefed him with no name, rank, or serial number on their uniforms, and most of them were wearing camo. But the guys who were talking to him were wearing just like blue Navy type stuff with no name, rank, or serial number or anything. And he said that they told him to come back and tell, and they told him by name what my name was. And I have no idea how they knew that, to not talk about the event. And this was 1986, and I don't care. I'll tell anybody. I've told this story so many times. Anyway, he was frightened. He came to my house that after that day, had happened. He was shaking. He was nervous. He was looking around over his shoulders, and he said, "Look, they told me to come over here and tell you not to talk about what we saw last night." And I told him, "Okay, David, okay, calm down,
Right.
Well, anyway, that following week, I had gone over to his house a couple days later, and he had told me not to contact him. But I decided to think, forget that, man. I'm going to go over and I'm going
to
knock on his door.
Right.
I went over there, and his entire house, all the lights were off. Nobody answered the door. And weeks later, I observed his house on my own. Nobody was there. His entire family had been either relocated or something, but I never saw him again. And when I asked the neighbors about him, they kind of clammed up and said, I don't know, and just left it at that. And it was very, very peculiar.
And you never tried to get in touch with him since?
I did try to get in touch with him. I spent 3 months trying to locate him, find out where he is. And he wasn't moving. They had no for sale sign at his house. His dad, like I said, was a Fulbright colonel, and he had told me that after he came back nervous. He said, "Look, I hadn't told you my dad is a colonel."
Right.
And by the way, it wasn't just him who disappeared; it was his entire family.